Jerry Bader Show, 10:51. Just a footnote to that last topic. Jesse Jackson doesn't like the idea that Silicon Valley is importing cheap labor to take high-tech jobs. Does he mind that? Okay, those people are coming here legally. What about the people coming here illegally and getting jobs because they'll work for less than people that are already here? Why doesn't he have a problem with that? Why is it just the high-tech jobs? Yeah, minorities could take those jobs. Blacks can pick cabbage and grow cabbage and do all of that. Why doesn't that bother you? Foreigners coming here and taking the jobs Americans won't take. Why doesn't that bother you? And if you're going to make the case, well, it just makes sense for companies to hire illegals, then doesn't it make sense for them to hire cheap labor anywhere they can find it, even including at the high-tech level? And if it is a higher quality, and I'm not saying it is, I am not saying it is, but if it is, wouldn't that make even more sense? Dateline Washington. The Obama administration pushed back strongly Monday at a torrent of Israeli criticism over Secretary of State John Kerry's latest bid to secure a ceasefire with Hamas, accusing some in Israel of launching a misinformation campaign against the top American diplomat. It's simply not the way partners and allies treat each other, State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said. Her comments were echoed by the White House, where NSA's Susan Rice said the U.S. was dismayed by mischaracterizations of Kerry's efforts. Israeli media reports have cast Kerry as seeking a ceasefire that is more favorable to Hamas and being dismissive of key Israeli concerns. That's exactly what he did. David Ignatius, writing in the Washington Post, John Kerry's big blunder in seeking an Israeli-Gaza ceasefire. Secretary of State John Kerry has made a significant mistake in how he's pursuing a Gaza ceasefire, and it's not surprising that he's upset both Israelis and some moderate Palestinians. Kerry's error has been to put so much emphasis on achieving a quick halt to the bloodshed that he has solidified the role of Hamas, the intractable, unpopular Islamist group that leads Gaza, along with two hardline Islamist nations that are its key supporters, Qatar and Turkey. In the process, he has undercut not simply the Israelis, but also the Egyptians and the Fatah movement that runs the Palestinian Authority, all of which want to see an end to Hamas rule in Gaza. A wiser course, which Kerry rejected in his hunt for a quick diplomatic solution, would have been to negotiate the ceasefire through the Palestinian Authority as part of its future role as the government of Gaza. Hamas agreed last April to bring the authority back to Gaza as part of a unity agreement with Fatah that was brokered by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Kerry has been motivated by two understandable short-term needs. First, he wants to stop the horrific slaughter in Gaza with its heavy losses of life among Palestinian civilians, including children. Second, he seeks to fulfill the instructions of President Obama, who wants an immediate ceasefire and has become skeptical about solving the knotted Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Kerry's approach has ignited a firestorm in Israel, with commentators left and right accusing him of taking Hamas's side and betraying Israel. That criticism is unfair. No, it isn't. That criticism is not unfair at all. Brett Stevens has a piece today in the Wall Street Journal they called, Palestine Makes You Dumb. Here's what it comes down to. There are many in America, including the Obama administration, including the president himself, and the mainstream media, who are apologists and sympathizers to Hamas. What John Kerry did was put in overdrive the already standing belief by his president's administration that there's a moral equivocation. Hamas are terrorists. What's going on here is an effort to say that nobody's hands are clean. Nonsense. What Israel is ripping on, even before Kerry did this, we should have picked a side. And our side should be Israel. Israel's pissed that didn't happen. They should be. They're an ally. They have every right to be angry. They had every right to be angry before this idiotic move by Kerry. And then Kerry does this. Well, and then to have the gall. And by the way, the administration is very good at this. The gall to say, well, that's no way to treat a friend. You got that right. The way Washington has responded to this entire war is no way to treat a friend. And then the friend gets hacked off at the way you're treating them. And then you criticize them. That's what the administration is doing with the humanitarian crisis on the border. Create it and then blame Republicans for not fixing it. They are brilliant at deflection and projection. Absolutely brilliant. Well, you shouldn't say those things about John Kerry. You know, he's only trying to help. He's doing the best he can. Yeah, that's the problem, actually. The best he can do is horrible. Absolutely horrible. The Israelis have every right to be upset. Again, from the start. While you're targeting this and that. They understand Hamas does not recognize Israel's right to exist. How the hell can you equivocate in a conflict like that when Israel is supposed to be an ally? 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.